the Shemeya L'Rebbe Meir, where he heard over what Rebbe Meir said before on Daf Tes. The Koma before Rebbe Meir said the Pshat by Soiter is, he ha'achilosoi, madna yoylom, she the Soiter, when she fed this man, she most probably gave him very good food to eat. Therefore, they had this nus, lefikos, therefore, korbono maicha behema. Therefore, midi kenegan midi, Hashem makes her bring a mincha, that's very, just the opposite. That only Surim Bali to Maicha Behema. So on this, Rabbi Shimon says back, Omalei, Ha'atena Chashira, that's good if she's rich. A rich lady, so most probably she fed the boy very good, she gave him good food to eat. But Aniya Maicha Lameima, what's going to be if she was poor? And still she had snus. So she's poor, most probably she did not feed the man such good food. So if so, by such a lady, how come her mincha is also brought from only Sir and Bali? So therefore, Shimon adds and says, Elo, the pshat is like this, Kishem Shemaiseho Maise Behema, just like the action that she did to have Znus, with another, not with a husband, with somebody else, is an action of a Behema, is Ka Korbono Maicha Behema. Therefore, the Torah says, Her Mincha should be a Maicha of a Behema. Therefore, no matter whether she's rich or poor, it's the same Svara that her Mincha has to be brought from Bali. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "Hoyemevi pile shacheris." They would bring her a peel. Rashi says that's kishomayim, a cup full of water. That's called pili shacheris, an earthly kli. There's nothing chashim, nothing expensive, no silver, no metal. A pashut, earthly, a cup. They would bring now. V'noisen letoichoi chatzim lugmayim in akir, and they would put inside this cup a chatzi lug of water that comes from the kir itself. Like Rashi says, the Sivko, the Pasuk says, Mayim Kedoshim. V'yen Kedoshim Eloshin is Kancho the Kli. It has to be there was Kedosh in the Kli. Hochi Tanya B'Sefri. That's what we learned in the Sefri. Reb Yehudu Reimer Revius. No less. You don't need a chatzi lug, only a revius, a quarter of a lug. Now the Mishnah explains, Kishem Shemamayit B'Ksav. The same way later on in the Masechta, we'll have the machlekes there. What? How much do you have to write in the Megillah of a Saita? How much psukim do you have to write down? So over there, Rabbi Yehuda is a mekel and says you don't have to write so much. So we're just saying now, kishem shemamayit b'ksav, the same way Rabbi Yehuda holds by the writing down. He holds less than chachamim, kach memayit b'mayim. The same way his shita is how much water you need. He has less of a share of water. That you do not need a chatzi lug of mayim, but rather it's enough to have just a revius, a quarter of a lug. Yeah. Now, nichnat lehechel. Now they went into the hechel, into the Beis Hamikdash. Upona liminoi. He turned to the right side. Umakim hoyisham. There was a special place over there. Some this is all the kohen doing this. There was a makim, a special place over there. Amma al amma. It was one place that was an amma by an amma wide. V'tavla shel shayis, and there was a covering, a marble cover over there. V'tabas hoisa kavua bo, and there was a ring attached to the marble covering. In other words, you were able to pick up this marble covering. That was really is part of the ritza, part of the floor. The Rashi says, "Ritzpas eichel on this tavla, like this block, was different than the rest of the floor of the heichel." And this block, like Amma by an Amma, had a ring on top of it that you could pick it up. So it was Nikki could tell Ben Haritzba, Shekula B'Yavne Shai, she could tell this stone, this marble was different. Now, Kishum Agviya, when he used to pick up this marble stone like, V'noit Alofa Mitachteo, and then they would take some dirt from underneath it. V'noitin, and they would put this dirt into this cup of water. Kidei Shiyiru Al Hamayim. Enough dirt that it should be seen visible in the water, the dirt. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Umina ofer asheyia bekaker hamishkan." You should take from the dirt that's on the floor of the mishkan itself. Yikach hakoyin, the kohen should take it. Venosan el hamayim, he has to put it into the mayim. So Rashi says, "Midulay ksiv venosan ba mayim." It does not say put it into the water. Elo al hamayim, on top of the water. What does that mean? Mashmash loye nivla b'toichoy. Should not be like swallowed up inside it that you can't tell there's dirt there. But rather there has to be enough dirt there that you could tell it could be nicker that there's dirt in this water. That's how they made the water bitter. That was the Mayim HaMorim. Mora says like this. Tana, we learned in a price like this. Pilei Shacheres Chadosha. That this cup, this earthly cup that they used to put the water inside it, had to be a new earthly cup. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is Rabbi Yishmael's chat. The Mora says, now my time with Rabbi Yishmael, or what kind of svar is this? Like we're saying by sight, everything is done ugly, not nice. So I'll come over here, you have to use a new earthly kli. So Gemara says, Gomar kli, kli mimitzoyra. Rabbi Yishmael learns out of Gzei Rishav, it says kli here by a soitan, it says kli by a mitzoyra. Ma lahal and cheres chadosha, just like by a mitzoyra, they had to take the water and put it into a new kli, a new kli cheres, had to be a new earthly kli. Is afkan here also by soita, cheres chadosha. The earthly kli has to be a new kli. Like Rashi says, "Gomim in mitzayra." By mitzayra, it says, "Veshachat esatzipor achas el kli cheres." You have to shecht it into a kli cheres. And we say, "We'll soon see." Now, v'hosam minolam. How do we know by mitzayra this kli, this earthly kli, has to be a new kli? The pasuk says, "Veshachat esatzipor achas el kli cheres." Al mayim chayim, that you have to shecht one tzipor, one bird, the blood goes into this kli, cheres, this earthly kli, and it has to be inside it mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means like live water, water that comes from a well. So ma mayim chayim, just like well water, shalei nasa behem melacha, no work was done with it, because if you take the well water out and use it, it's not called mayim chayim anymore. Mayim chayim means like the water comes fresh out of the well. It was not from running water. It was not used yet. If so, af kli shalai nasas ba melacha. Who adin this kli, this earthly kli, you have to use by a mitzvah, also has to be a new kli. That's this hekish that the pasuk says, v'shochat es atzipor achas el kli cheresh al mayim chayim. So it says kli cheresh near mayim chayim. So we learn now, just like mayim chayim means new fresh water, the same way the kli cheres also has to be a new earthly kli. So that's the halacha by a mitzvah. So Rabbi Shmuel makes a gzeres shava kli by a seiter also. When it says a kli here, it says to put the water into the kli. It also means a new kli. So Mara asks, if so, if you make such a gzeres shava, ima lahalan, if so, just like by mitzvah, the halacha is mayim chayim. You would have to use fresh flow water. Mayim chayim comes from a makor, comes from a flow, comes from a well, is from a brook. Is af kan mayim chayim? Maybe by a seiter also, the water we put inside this kli cheres maybe also has to be flowing fresh water. Maybe. And that's from may mikvah so. So Gemara says it's true. The Rabbi Yishmael Hochinam, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's the way it is. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, said, "May kir, where does the water come from that we put inside the kir in the base of Migdash? Where does that water come from?" Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, "May mayin hein." And the Chanam is well water. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the water that they used to put inside the kir had to first come from well water. So it's taka true, the water inside the kir is called mayin chayim. Even though it's not completely Mayim Chaim, because once you take it out of the well and put it into the kiyar, it stops, it's not called Mayim Chaim anymore. But Akoponim, that's the halacha that by Soita, the water has to come from the Mei Kiyar. So the best way to get a Mei Mayim there, Mayim Chaim, is like the Mei Kiyar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that you have this well water going into the kiyar, and then you use it for the Mei Soita. Say Nechanami, that Rabbi Shmuel that makes his Gzera Shava of Kli Kli from Mitzvah, the same way the Mayim by Mitzvah has to be for Mayim Chayim, it's true, the same way the water that was used for a Saita, also the Mekir, was Mayim Chayim. But the Chachamim Mayim, the Chachamim say no, Mishar Mayim Asein. You don't have to be makba to take well water into the Kiyar. Any water is kosher. Any May Mikvah is also kosher for the Kiyar. If you want, you could use well water. That's also kosher according to Chachamim. So the Gemara says, now, Iko lemifrach. L'chura, I could ask a question like this. Ma lemitzayra. I'll tell you, no, there's a big difference. Maybe by mitzvah, but as this halacha, you have to use a new kli shekein toyin eitz eris. You have to use a special type of wood, eitz eris. V'ezoiv, it's type of a grass. Haisap. U'shnei telas, you have to use. You have to use these three special things by a mitzvah. So maybe that's what the Torah was makpid over there, to use a kli cheris chodesh, a new one. But by saita, we don't need these things. Maybe you don't need it. Omar Rabba, this Rabbi says, Omar Kro, that's the Gzera Shavu. That the Pasuk says, the Kli Cheres. Kli Shamati, not only Gzera Shavu. Rabbi says different. Omar Rabba, Rabbi says, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, the Kli Cheres. You have to put the water inside a Kli Cheres. So we dash in, Kli Shamati Lecha Kvar. It means inside a Kli that was spoken about someplace else. So where else does the Torah talk about putting water into a Kli? By Mitzvah. So it's like the Farish Xeros Akosov over here, that the type of a kli that you have to use for Mei Saita is the same type of a kli that's spoken about by a mitzvah. Like Rashi says, Rabba the kli shamat lecha kvar, hochi mash mele the Rabba, midu like siv aloka kli cheres. It doesn't just say take a kli cheres, v'nosem by mine and put water into it, but rather the Pasuk says, uksiv di kli cheres. Mashma shekvar huska kli zeh b'mokam achar. But the Torah already spoke about such a kli someplace else. Where did the Torah talk about putting water into a kli? It has to be my mitzvah. That's why we have this good limud, that just like by mitzvah, the kli has to be a new earthly kli, the same way by saita, the kli has to be a new earthly kli. Now, Omar Rava says, Loishonu elish lernis achmu ponav. Rava says, even according to the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, that do not say you have to have a new kli cheres. There, the Chum, our Mishnah's Mashmi, but an old one is good. But Rava says, even according to Chumim, it's only said, Elish lo nisach muponov. If it didn't get black yet, like usually we use it to burn with, or use an earthly kli, it becomes black. If it's black, then you can't use it. Avo nisach muponov, if it got so used already, got black, then tsulim, then tak it's possible. Like Rashi says, shuch shru ponov idea or, it was by the fire and it got black, then it's possible to be used. My time, what's the reason? Dumya demayim, it has to be daima to water. Ma mayim shlo nishtanu, just like water has to be, that you did not change colors, is af kli shlo nishtanu. The same way the kli also has to be a kli that did not change colors yet. Yeah. Boy, Rav asked a question like this. What's going to be if this kli, this earthly kli, this achmu? It became black. And then they put this earthly kli back into the furnace, and they did it over again. And now it became white. They made it over again. You take an earthly kli, put it back into the furnace, and they made it over again, and now it came out to be white. Maho, what's the locha? Can you use this kli now for the Mei Saita or not? Mi Amrin, and do we say, Kivan the Itchu Itchu? Since at one time it was like itchum, means thrown away, it was not usable, it remains that way. In other words, when it first became black, so you can't use it for the mechatis, for the meisaita. So even though later you put it back in the oven and make it white again, but once it was nitche, it wasn't usable, it remains with its psul. Oiduma maybe no, keep on the hoder. Since you return it now to its first stage, you make it back to be white again, nice, maybe it does become kosher. That's the shayla. Can you use this kli or not? And this the Gemara says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Toshima, Rabbi Elezer Oimer. Rabbi Elezer says, Eitz Erez V'Ezer V'Shnishalas. These three things that you have to use for the Mitzvah. Shehivshul V'Hem Kupos L'Achurov. You like twisted them together, and you made like a rope out of them, and you use this rope to throw in back of you your bundle. Like you had a bundle, so you use this rope to put it through it, to be able to throw it on the back and hold it with this rope. So the locher is psulin, that you're not allowed to use this ace eras anymore. You can't use this ezov and the shni talas. They're possible to be used for mitzvah. The question is, v'hosam over there, hadri, it gets returnable. Because there's no psul, the fact you once did a malacha with it. That's not the psul over there. The psul is, that's not in its original form. It has to be straight. And here you twisted it to make it into a rope. So you see, once it's possible, remains possible yelam. For your hosam hadri, later this rope you could untwist it, and each piece will be separate again. You could have the eighth eres, you could have the eighth of the shlis alas. Hodri or Mifshitei, and still it's no good. So here you see the psul remains kiven the itchi itchi. And this the Gemara says, no, you have no proof. I'll tell you, Hossam, the iklof iklufei. I'll tell you, here it's worse, because when you use these things to make it into a rope, you like peel off the outside of this eris. That's why it's puzzled. Like Rashi says, the iklof, shayidei ha-masa, since you use it to carry something, niskafu mikliposon, that the outside cover comes off it. So therefore, shinuyid lehadahu, that the shina doesn't come back, therefore it remains puzzled. But it could be by us, that it comes back again, you put this earthly kli back into the oven, it becomes usable again, maybe then it remains kosher. Right, and then our Mishnah says, Nichnas lehechel, they went into the hechel, upono liminoi, he turned to the right side. So Gemara says, my time, how come he turned to the right side? Nichnas lehechel upono liminoi. Gemara says, my time, how come he turned to the right side? The yom amar, whenever a person has to make a turn, it's always good to make a right turn. It's always supposed to go on your right side. Like Rashi says, the Yomamah b'sei the Yuma or b'shchitas kodshim v'yalof lo mipoinim poinim d'shot n'shnei mosa botar d'yam shosa shloim. We learned over there that you're always supposed to go to your right. See, also, when he came into the base of Mikdash, the Heichol, he went to the right. Now, over there was Mokum Hoyisham Amma. There was a place there, there was an Amma by an Amma, that you used to pick up the cover, this marble cover, and underneath it they would take from the dirt. Tana Rabbanu, we go to the price like this. The Pasuk says, like we have in the Mishnah, O Mina Ofer Asheyiyah Bekakra Mishkan. So we say, O Mina Ofer Asheyiyah. It has to be from the dirt that is. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yesakim Mibachutz V'yechnes. It's enough to take the dirt outside, to take outside dirt, and just bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, bring it inside the Mishkan. Not that the dirt has to be from the ground itself. Maybe the dirt could be even outside, and now you just bring it inside. That's why I would have thought should be enough. This we say no, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says no, Bekarka HaMishkan, that the dirt has to come from the karka, the dirt of the Mishkan itself. So Gemara says, E Bekarka Mishkan. If you tell me now that the dirt has to come from the karka, the ground of the Mishkan itself, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yachba Berkadumas, that you mamash have to take a shovel and start to dig the ground underneath. From there, in the Mishkan itself, or in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to dig the dirt there. Talmud Lomar, this the Pasuk says, Asheyiyah, as long as it's there, not that it had to be there before, but as long as it's there now. So what case is the Stira? Does the dirt have to come from the dirt that was there before, you have to dig it up now? Or is it enough to bring dirt outside, and as long as the dirt is there now? So Gemara says, Hakeitzad, Yeshom Havo. If there is dirt there, rather that's the best thing to do. The best thing to do is to go into the Mishkan itself and dig underneath the ground of the Mishkan to take the dirt from the Mishkan itself. But what about Einshom? Let's say there's no dirt there, or it's hard, you can't dig any dirt there. Then what you could do is, Tain Shom, you have an Eitzah true to take dirt from outside, but you have to put it on the ground. Once it touches the ground, now it's called the Karka HaMishkan. It wasn't there from before. That's Asheyiyah. As long as it's there now. But there now is not enough just to bring it in. You have to put it down on the ground. It has to be the Karka HaMishkan, and then you can take it to use it. So that's the Tzupsukim. So when you bring in the dirt from outside, you first have to put it down on the Karka Mishkan, and then you can go to use it. So that's what we have both sukkim. Tan Yidduch, we want another brisa like this. O mina ofer asheyiyah, that you have to take from the dirt that will be there, asheyiyah. Melameid shoyim misakim ibachutz, o machnis bekarka mishkan, that you could prepare the dirt outside, and just bring it into the Karka Mishkan. So Rashi says, Midulai siv mikarka mishkan yikach. It doesn't say you mamish have to take from the dirt of the Mishkan itself. And amak padela shayach nes lehechol. As long as you come into the hechol, malamech shemesakim ibachutz, you can prepare the dirt outside. Omachnas ibifnim, bring it inside the hechol. Venoisen elamayim, v'yein sorach lamicha bekarka hechol. That's where Rashi learns. Rashi learns this Tan Yiduch is really arguing on what we just said before. So before we just said it has to least touch the ground of the Mishkan. This price holds not like that. Now, the Karka Mishkan, Isi ben Yudu Oimer, Lohovi Karka Shiloi Noivi Given of Beis Olamim. In other words, this price holds, you don't have to put the dirt